Racing on Sky.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll have a $100,000 first four jackpot on the all-age stakes today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and TAB markets.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Racing HQ Saturday. It's All Age Day along with the champagne here at Randwick. Broadcasting Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. And it's good to have him in our OB van again on such a delightful morning. A bit crisp, but Ron Duffersey, good morning.
It's beautiful temperature. It's a perfect temperature for me, Andrew. Yeah. I really enjoy this. It's going to be a perfect day.
It is, it is.
We've had a great carnival so far. We've been spoilt.
Yeah.
Chautauqua. And Winx. Then Winx last week. It's what can happen today, but I'm sure we've got some deep racing there. Look, I'm going wide in a few races. I think there could be a little bit of value on the program. You know, these horses have been churning away on some very heavy tracks, so, you know, probably give a tick to a few with fresh legs here today.
Okay, we'll look forward to that through the morning. Mike Fraser's online as well. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. Nice to be here. Yeah, look, my heart rate's just come down after last night's 2-point win, so I'm all good, I'm all happy.
Jeez, it didn't look that way at any point.
A lucky win.
Oh, God, well, we bombed six tries. What are you talking about?
I'll leave it to Munsey. I'm not going to argue.
No, leave him alone. Leave Munsey alone. His team got beat, but they tried hard.
Yeah. Oh, they tried, but they got beaten in a fair way.
Minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, have you had a wander?
Yes, I have. Now,
okay. Before you go on, I want to mention that last Saturday, people come up to me and said, the track's playing, you know, this way or that way or whatever. Mike is a regular walker of Randwick, and people listened for this information that he's about to give. Now, whether it ends up being right or wrong, Mike can only judge what he learns from consistently walking this Randwick track, as you do, Mike. So people, whether they want to listen to it or not listen to it, that's completely up to them. But the information relevant, I know a lot of jockeys listen to it anyway. I know that for
a fact.
He's
a good guy, you know.
Yeah.
Like I say, no one's going to get it right every time.
No.
But more than often, Mike's pretty
it's
right.
Information.
Even when the consensus is it's going to be the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. So, Mike, how does it come up?
Yeah, well, last Saturday, I said you want to get like 4 to 5 horses off the fence in the straight, and they finished up coming wider and wider. And that was, I think that was a case of the track starting to chop out through the day. The first 3 or 4 races weren't too bad, and then it just chopped out, and they got wider and wider, and the swoopers were suited. We haven't had many swooping meetings for quite a while. So we've got a 7-metre rail today. Now, you go back through the last, I think, since early 2011, there's been a total of 7 meetings where they've had the rail out 7 metres at various stages. Now, the majority of those have either played nil or they've played towards the inside. Now, I walked the track on Thursday. I ducked over there late yesterday afternoon and had a look at it. Now, it's a genuine heavy 8. I thought it was between an 8 and a 9, which I reckon is the right assessment by Navesh and Lindsay. But once again, I think we're going to have a track where it's going to be good to save ground on the inside from the 750. The inside of the track, there's a tiny bit of scuff mark there in a few places, but it's noticeably drier. I thought it was probably the better side of a 6, right on the rail to 1 to 2 out. Once you got out, but I mean, this is all a consequence of the rain we had Wednesday night, the inch of rain we had, so it sort of topped it up again. If you get out 4, 5, 6 horses wide on the circle there, you're in a little bit of trouble trying to make ground. You're going to be in somewhat heavier ground. Now, in the straight, I think that down close inside's a little bit better. It's probably a 6-ish, maybe a fraction worse. When you get out into that centre there, it was a genuine 8. 2 and 9 on Thursday. It was a genuine 8 on Friday. So I'm looking for the Ron Duffersey head wobble one. He doesn't like this one, but I think they're going to
say it.
Well, I think they're going to look. I think they're going to do you know, reasonably well. But look, this is our third meeting in a row too. So this track has a tendency to want to chop out. The other point I'll make too is that the grass is quite long. I don't think they've cut the grass. It's not to mask the scuff marks or anything like that. They've left the grass a bit long to give them a little bit more footing as a consequence of these two tough meetings that we've had, 20 races in total, with the majority of them really big fields. So, look, I'm going there thinking that the on-paces are going to be suited and they're going to do okay on the inside.
We still haven't got much, like you said, we haven't got enough real recent data at that 7 metre rail, but you're not talking about history, you're talking about where you've looked at the training.
Yeah, look, the last meeting they had with a 7 metre rail was on the 21st of June 2014. One quick other point I'll make, since in all that period there's been 16 meetings where the rail's been between 8 and 9 metres, and 13 of the 16 have played towards the inside and on pace in that area. So, you know, we're getting to the crown of the track, and normally that's pretty good on the inside. So, anyway, just monitor it. That's what I've done. I've done all my form thinking that that's how the track's going to play.
Okay. Well, that's information for our listeners and jockeys and trainers that they listen to every time we race at Randwick. Now, we've got some earlies that have been added this morning. So just before we go to Chris Lees, race one, number eight, Mr. Bon Jovi came out a couple of days ago. Race one, number eight. At the moment, races two and three are clear. The fourth, number seven, Clearly Innocent, has come out. Race four, number seven. Race five, number one, Preferment. 10, No Doubt, and 11, Floodlight. 1, 10, and 11. At the moment, races 6 and 7 are clear. Now, in race 8, number 4, Zenalicious, has come out just minutes ago, and 11, Hector Pascal, 4 and 11. And in the last, race 9, number 14, Lanciato, it was taken out at 2.37 this morning. Surely Mark Newnham wasn't up at 2.37 to scratch it, was he?
He might have been cleaning those old stables out, ready to move into the new ones.
He could have been.
Or he could have had a big night.
Exactly. Well,
the second one.
No, I don't know. Lanciato comes out, race 9, number 14. Chris Lees is online. Chris, good morning to you. You up at 2.37 to scratch it, mate, if you wanted to?
No, you struggled at me up at that time.
mate, you've scratched Clearly Innocent. Is that down to the one trial and a heavy eight?
Yeah, exactly, Andrew. It's no great rush for him. He'll now resume at Hawkesbury. I'm pretty happy with how he's going, but I feel that race today is a really, really competitive race. And I think, as you said, one trial at 1,200 metres, I think we'll wait a fortnight.
What impression has that horse given you, Chris, though, Clearly Innocent?
Yeah, he's pleased so far, Ronnie. Obviously, he's a talented horse at his best, so if we can get him anywhere near that, I think he'll have a good winter.
His feet are all right? The bar plates didn't come with him?
No bar plates as yet.
No, okay, just checking.
Because you're going off early.
today, Le Romain, you've had these winkers up the sleeve with him. He hasn't had them on since he won the over the spring, wasn't it?
That's right. We only put him on Cantala Stakes Day. He worked really well in them leading into it. Then when he resumed this time in, I decided to take him off, and he put two good wins together. So didn't feel we really need them. I don't think they make a great deal of difference with him all the same, but I just thought coming back in trip just might be a little spark he might need. And I'm quite pleased with the horse. Obviously, with coming back in trip, I'd probably prefer another week up our sleeves, but he seems to have freshened up well. I don't mind his draw being a little wide. I think he's a lot better horse when he's got some racing room, either on the outside of the leader or the 1-1 style of run.
So and,
sorry?
No, that could go on.
I'm quite happy with the horse.
The way you're talking, you've got to be positive from that wider draw.
Definitely. Yeah, I think he's a lot better horse when you put him into the race and he gets that building momentum style of run.
Yeah. Very forgivable in the Doncaster, obviously.
Yeah, he had to be. You know, I still would like to see him pick up a little bit. Hugh was adamant that it was a total forgive run, and I'll take his word on it.
You're at a couple of runners, Knit and Pearl race two. That Goulburn race you contested doesn't look too bad now. Were they coming out running well in the final last week, those horses?
Yeah, two provincial runs at 1,400. She's more effective at 1,200, and they were quite testing tracks both days. Back in distance, strong enough race, and we'll probably have to ride her back ride for a bit of luck from the gate, but she's freshened up nice and could easily show up there.
And Slow Pace in race five, got a bit of a mind of his own.
Yeah, you'd have to take him on trust, but he's a horse that could easily run into a first four at a bit of odds. Now there's a couple coming out of the race.
Beauty, all right.
All right, well, good luck, mate. I hope they run well for you. Well, I was going to say on the final day of the carnival, but we're back here next week with the Sydney Cup with that race rescheduled. Good luck, Chris.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Chris Lee is telling us about, well, La Romaine, how does it sit in your picture, Ron?
Oh, look, his form speaks for itself. He's a legitimate, you know, weight for age group one performer in that race.
So you're trusting Hugh Bowman's thoughts there with just what Chris said about the last run?
Oh, look, yeah, I think Chris explained everything perfectly there. I'm a bit with Chris. I wish he had another week to freshen up back to that sharper 1400. Yep. I personally want to follow the TJ Smith form, the real race, other than the Doncaster form, which was a bit of a messy race.
Yep.
As far as tempo is concerned, but I could well be proven wrong. The Doncaster invariably is a pretty strong race.
Yeah, and when we look back, we go, geez, that was a good race. Yeah. Well, how do you see it, Mike?
Well, so it's pretty much similar to what Ronnie just said there. It was a messy race, the Doncaster. What could go wrong did go wrong for the horse. And last prep, he missed the place, fourth run back. And then, although he did have a month off, he went to Melbourne and bolted in there in the mile race down there. So he's fifth up again today with only a fortnight off, but little freshen up. Back to 1400. I think the makeup of the running of the race falls nicely into his place. He should go forward and get a lovely spot just behind Jungle Edge. So, you know, run of the race stuff is going to fall into his hands for sure.
Yeah.
All right. I'm fascinated by the scratching time of this horse for Mark Noonan. I think we need to ring him.
Some trainers do get up early. You know, he's from the Gay Waterhouse.
Yes,
still.
No, that's
Gay gets up. They're working at 2 o'clock.
Mucking out boxes.
Pretty well.
At two. Okay. Can we ring Mark Noonan after this interview with Gary Moore? Because he's still got Careless in the race. He might be giving us a lead anyway.
Yeah, could be.
So we'll try and see if we can get on to Mark after this. But
he might be back in bed by now.
Well, he could be. He could be having a snooze. Here's a bloke who's not having a snooze. Once he's up, he's active. Gary Moore. Morning, Gary.
Morning, gentlemen.
Oh, you can hear the buzz. The horse is back. The horse is back.
The king is back.
Yeah.
We're talking, of course, of Takedown, who lines up today. Ron, back in racing.
Yeah, I know. Look, is he ready to go, Gary? The heavy track has to be. I know he gets through everything. He's that type of horse, but I would have thought he's better on a little bit softer, a bit drier track than this today.
Definitely, Ron. I mean, like, he's about 6 kilos over his winning weight. It's going to be a big ask. It's up 60 kilos, 400 metres first time out, running against horses that are rock hard fit. I expect him to run well still. I've worked him harder this time around, as I knew I was going to go into a 1,200-metre race on soft ground. He's worked brilliantly. The horse is in great form. Great form.
He's pretty tough, isn't he?
His game, which he showed in Perth, his action is a lot better than what it was in Hong Kong and Perth. I think he's grown into himself, as you know, he's a very tall horse. But, you know, we're probably not going to go real hard gallop, which will suit him. He'll be right on the speed. Just might be found wanting the last 100 metres.
Okay, so it's his usual tactics. He'll be aggressive out of the barrier and tough it up with the front runners.
Well, I mean, he's fresh. He's, you know, he nearly threw the rider yesterday. That's how well the horse is. A little bit rough on the coat, but he'll be right on the speed.
Okay. What's your targets for him this preparation?
After today, he'll head up to Brisbane and run the Victory Stakes. His main goal will be the Durman 10,000, and, well, it's not the BTC Cup anymore, it's been changed, but they're the main goals. Then he'll be rested, and hopefully we'll get a call-up for the Everest.
Okay, beautiful.
I get fascinated by this, Gary. 6 kilo above his winning weight. When you're looking at a horse that I'm not too sure what he weighs, does 6 kilo make any difference?
Well, he's right where I want him at this stage of this preparation. You know, he's a stronger horse this time around. He's been winded. He hasn't blown a lot. He went hard on Tuesday morning, 5 homes, of course, proper, pulled up well, did it easy, like it was slow motion. So maybe he's going to carry a bit more weight this time around.
Okay.
Yeah. Your other runner is a bit of a long shot in race three, Kunming.
Gone forward, worked well this week. I thought I'd, you know, asking a lot of him, but he's grown it himself. He's got races in Queensland coming up. I've sort of thrown him in the deep end. He's only got a rough chance.
All right, mate. Well, good luck with Takedown. He's a horse that's got so much following, and let's hope he can come back and have a ripper of a preparation for Anthony Thompson and the crew at Whitten, and for you and everyone else with the horse out at the stable. Good luck, mate.
Thank you very much, Andrew, and the boys.
Good on you. Gary Moore joining us there with Takedown resuming in race four today, race four, number one. Mark Newnham, we've been able to jag him. I think we've woken him up, Duff. He's already back in bed. Mark, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. I don't know about being back in bed, but
we're
going out on the track now.
Well, you should be on one of them. What's going on?
No, I just got off one. We're taking these three to the barriers, so I'm supervising this lot.
Okay. Mate, the reason why we wanted to ring...
The reason why Andrew wanted to ring, he doesn't understand stable life, and people do get up early.
Mate, Lancey... yeah, I'll cop that. Lanciardo has come out of the last, and the scratching time on the riser system that we look at was 2:37 this morning. Did you scratch at that time?
Yes, Andrew, that's when I get up.
So as soon as you got up, the first thing you did was scratch Lanciardo at 2:37.
No, I'd already had a coffee by that stage.
So I've
got up a bit.
Okay, right. So mate, what time do you get to the stable?
Just after 3. So I drive
just after 3.
I drive from Kensington to Warwick Farm, and yeah, I was here about 3:10 this morning.
Okay, so I mean that trip over has to get you up a little bit earlier than what you would normally do.
Oh, just a shade, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you don't have to worry about that for too much longer. How long before we call you a Randwick trainer?
Oh, well, I'll be doing both, so I'll probably be getting up the same time.
So your plan is to do Warwick Farm first and then come to Randwick?
I'll do alternate days, but, I'll probably keep the routine pretty similar. I'd say from the start of May, I'll get the Randwick stable and... I'll move 24 horses there straight away, and I'll have quite a few young ones come into the Warwick Farm stable. I'll leave a couple of the older horses out here that probably have done better in a quieter environment, and I'll just keep it as a bit of a mix.
Okay, well, you've spelled it out well, how you're looking forward to it. You've scratched Lanciardo. You got Careless, though, still running in the race off a recent trial.
Yeah, look, he's been a good addition to the stable. I gave him a short break after he won. He's just suited to the rating system, so the plan was to get him going, as soon as the carnival's over here, and there's a race every 2 or 3 weeks for him after today. He's done well. Would have probably liked to just have an extra gallop or two into him before today. Just with all the rain, you haven't had access to many grass gallops, and he's a horse that doesn't really enjoy the pro ride, so I don't do much with him there. But he'll run well enough today.
Okay.
All right. Careless, race 9, number 12.
We've gone through most of the sales with the yearlings. How'd you end up? Did you get a few?
Really good, actually. We've got 27 yearlings so far. A few I had to buy, and a lot of them have sort of just come my way.
Beautiful.
Well, that's fantastic. You got a website?
Yeah, absolutely. MarkNewnhamRacing.com.
There we go. There's the free plug. If you want to go into Mark, he's building a team. We know where he's come from and the experience that he's got. And now Ron realises that... You, in fact, just got up at 2:37 instead of what he said. You were just getting home at 2:37.
No, I passed my son who was just coming in the door at 2:30.
Been there, so, done that. Not at 2:37.
In your old gay waterhouse days, they get up the same time. They're the first, first on the track all the time, aren't they? Well,
yep,
you were sort of brought up that way.
I like that. It gives you first use of the tracks, which I think is important. I've had that routine for a lot of years now, so no reason to change.
No, I understand. Good on you, Mark. Thanks for taking our call, mate. Good luck today.
Good. Thanks, guys.
Mark Newnham there. So there it is. He did, in fact, scratch the horse at 2:37, and that's the life of horse racing.
I
wow.
didn't realise he was keeping both of those stables.
Yeah, no, he
oh,
is.
I
yeah.
thought he was just moving
no,
to
no,
Randwick. He's going to do Warwick Farm and Randwick.
Warwick Farm and Randwick. He'll have foreman at both, and he'll mix himself, as he spelled out there, between... he just feels, and he told me during the week, he just feels that in Sydney, you've got to have 40 to 50 horses... That you are racing every Saturday, so your name is there.
Yeah.
You know, so
how many stables has he got at Randwick?
He'll have 24 here, and pretty similar, I think, 24 at Warwick Farm.
Well, he's done a good job to build it up so quickly.
In a short time, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Mike, I'll talk about a few other races, but we've been able to jag Darren Weir, so let's go straight to him. I think he's come up with the team this week. Jared McLean, I think, is in Oak Bank, and he's got a team back in Victoria. How do you cope with it all, Weary?
Good people around me, Andrew. Good people around me. All the horses are good.
No, that's great.
And you got a couple of runners in Sydney today, Darren. The Hellbent, he's back from good Group 1 races. He fits in pretty well here. Looks a lovely race for him.
Yeah, he gets him well on the weights and drawn well. And on paper, it looks a nice race for him. So he ran well on rain-affected ground. So hopefully he gets his chance to be able to win a race.
And he's obviously had that Sydney experience earlier in his career.
Yep, that's right. Yep. So anyway, they travelled up Thursday night. He had a trot down yesterday and settled in well. So no excuses from here, Len.
You nominated, I think, Hellbent and your another horse in a couple of races on Saturday. What made you go sort of spell out why you've gone to race five and the other one to the other race, if you can?
Oh, well, Hellbent just looks well. You know, the weights were the key there. Gets him a 56.5. That was sort of, and the distance suits. And obviously, Thursday lads got a good record of 1400. So happy to roll the dice in the hallways, I guess.
Hellbent, will he, if he comes through today, okay, would he go to Brisbane or Adelaide? Is there targets there for, I suppose they're trying to win a Group 1 with him.
Yeah, that's right. So, he's probably more on after today, we'll probably head down the Brisbane path, I think. Sort of fits in pretty well, gives us plenty of time. And, there's three races up there for him. So, hopefully he can run well enough today to get the preparation going and head up there.
Your other runner here, Voodoo Lad, he looked great in the yard the other day. I hadn't seen him for a year or so, but he's in really good shape by the look of him.
Yeah, he's a beautiful horse, big strong horse, coach has worked well. Obviously, he's drawn well, the rain affected ground, it definitely helps him, and although it's a tough race, he's in great shape, and hopefully he'll run well.
Okay, that slow start was a little bit costly the other day. Could you see him racing a little closer today?
Yeah, he just got into a real awkward spot, didn't he? So hopefully he can, he's not the easiest horse to ride because you've got to, like, if you give him a bit of a rev out of the barrier, he just gets going too hard. So you've got to be very cautious of that. And the other day when he stepped a bit slow, well, he was always going to end up in a tricky spot. But hopefully from the good draw today, he can just land in the right spot and get his chance.
Look, I'm not going to drive you mad with all these Melbourne runners, and I don't know if you've got runners in Adelaide.
Well, you've got to ask him about Mongolian Wolf.
Hey?
You've got to ask him about Mongolian Wolf.
Yeah. Mongolian Wolf. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I missed Mongolian Wolf. I'm sorry.
I haven't had him long enough. I helped you off camera, and you're still bugging it up.
I thought you were trying to tell me it was scratch.
No. Mate, you've only had it a couple of weeks?
Yeah, he's now about as much as that I do, I reckon. I don't know. He turned up in great shape. He's had a couple of quiet gallops, got up here well. That's about all I can tell you, really. He's a nice horse, nice relaxed horse. So, doing well to get a nice run. So, just see where he fits in after today, I guess.
Anything in Melbourne you want to tell us about? You got a heap of runners there.
Got heaps of runners. Nothing really stands out, but I reckon probably the best chance, probably early in the day, and Mar Jones. She ran one really well last start. She's drawn well and she's in great shape, so hopefully she'll run well.
Beautiful.
Mar Jones is race one, number five at 11:50, so we get going early there to follow the Darren Weir trail. Hey, Darren, a question without notice. What time do you get up in the morning to do track work?
We've got the luxury of the hill track, Andrew, so it's only daylight hours, so it's open from 6:30 to 11. So
right.
We don't gallop any horses in the dark since that's been open for about 4 years, I think. So the stable starts at 5, and, the foreman get there and check the feed bins and all the horses, and then I sort of waltz out about up past 5-6 o'clock, and we start galloping horses at 6:30, and then just work all day.
Yep.
Just one more. You got Warrnambool coming out. Have you got any progressive jumpers these days?
Yeah, got a couple of nice jumpers there. We got obviously we got Renew in at Oakbank today. He won his maiden hurdle the other day. He'll probably head down to Oakbank after today. And Try Four is running running today at Caulfield. He'll head to the Gallywood. And Now and Then's running on Monday at Oakbank. And then he'll probably head to the Briley, have his first steeplechase there. So they're three really nice jumpers.
Beautiful.
All right, well, good luck, mate. We'll see you here at Randwick. You've got teams spread far and wide. Let's hope they all run well for you, mate.
Yep, good on you. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Darren. Darren Weir joining us there, talking about his runners today.
I'm intrigued with our database of photos at Sky there. That photo of Darren Weir they had up there as, you know, my 18-year-old man, I reckon.
Oh, was it? I missed it. Mike Fraser's when he was 18.
Yeah, yeah.
The old Mike Fraser photo on TV. Yeah. Mike, you come up $1 million there.
I don't think it's still there, is it? It's been put in the bin.
It's still there. Don't worry about that. Mar Jones, I've just got to remember, because 11:50 early start at Caulfield, sometimes you can just miss that first couple.
We'll be listening to the last today, that's for sure.
Yeah,
it's a
big send-off, for Greg Miles. And did a great chat with Sean on Thursday on Chinwag, and he's done a lot of media coverage, and today is it. We'll hear Matt Hill, who we know so well here at Sky Sports Radio and Sky, over his time as our leading caller. Mike, Hellbent Voodoo Lad, they had him in both races and they've gone this way. We can only, you know, cop what Darren has said to us this morning.
Yeah, 100%. He's a good horse, that Hellbent, and he's got the experience up here, and Voodoo Lad, you know, they're both promising horses. Hellbent's coming off two Group 1 races. He's going to be hard to stitch as long as, you know, he gets run of the race stuff to suit him. Interesting with Voodoo Lad, and Ronnie was trying to give him a push to have him a bit closer, but he seems to be a horse, if you dig him up too much, as Darren said, he can get a bit chewy. So that's a bit of a
fine line with him, isn't it?
Yeah, very fine line, that one.
All right, we've gone to 11 earlies. Race 2, number 11, Quick Feet, has just come out. Race 2, number 11. And in race 8, there's been a few there now. So in total in race 8, 4 Zenalicious, 8 Gibraltar Girl, 10 Sirens Fury on Vets, 11 Hector Pascal has come out. So 4, 8, 10 and 11 out of race 8. So we sit at 11 and there's a couple of minutes to go before scratching throws off. Mike, we're here at Randwick and Ron's here and Munns is out the back. The early makers here, they get, you don't know where I'm going with this, do you?
No, I got it. Absolutely no idea. I don't know which race to go to.
I don't know.
He's starting to get a bit nervous, and I'm getting nervous because I can't show you unless I put something on Twitter. But the early racing characters of racing, there are, on this side of me, on the left, there's now a group of, say, 5 or 6 workmen that are working for the ATC. But there, when I looked last, there was only 2 of them, and they were 2 old blokes who were just having a puff, and they were just talking whatever you wanted to talk.
I hope they didn't start at 7 o'clock. There'll be a nice old trouble.
There will be.
I hope
they start at 7:30. Otherwise, I put them in. But you could imagine what they were talking about. 2 old blokes, and they were just there reminiscing. It was. But the work staff are starting to clamour. Even Sky TV people are starting to arrive, Ron. So we're all in pretty good shape for the day ahead. We want to mention also, of course, this time next week, it's Sydney Cup Day. You know, plenty has been spoken about and what happened last Saturday with the running of the Sydney Cup. It's now on next Saturday. And my general view is that there's probably a couple that won't run that were in the race last Saturday, but we're going to get Harlem from the Hayes Dabernick team. Chad Schofield's going to come down and ride from Hong Kong, and we're going to get
the Squiddy Spirit.
My information is that Appleby wants to run his, that as long as they're okay early part of this week, they'll be there. He fully understands and respects what happened last Saturday.
What about Big Duke?
Big Duke, should have asked Darren Weir.
Yeah, I forgot.
Let's get that. Do we ring him back?
No.
Yeah, let's ring him back.
Ronnie, do you think...
Ring him back.
I was just going to say...
Go on.
Yeah, I was just going to say, do you think it's going to make any difference? Because that was a race of two halves. I mean, the front bunch sort of... They went all the way to the line thinking it was a race, and then the latter half, they sort of pulled up at the 1,200. Do you think that's going to be any advantage to any parties there?
Yeah, I don't know what to think about that. They've had a couple of weeks to get over it, I suppose. So these European horses like their runs spaced as a rule, and they're all set to go first up. I don't think it's too much of a concern with them. They don't try them. You know, you see over the spring and Appleby backed a few up there and they run well.
Yeah.
But they're all individuals.
Well, ask Darren off air. Steve back in the studio producing this morning. If you can just ask Weary, is Big Duke going to run next week in the Sydney Cup? And if he answers his phone, we'll let our listeners know. But, okay, the answer is yes. Big Duke will run next week in the Sydney Cup. So, look, sadly, Al Moonquith, the situation there had to be euthanized. But I think we're going to see the majority. They can run 14, and we've got a couple of extras that I know about. So we'll wait and see what unfolds.
We're talking $2 million.
Exactly. It's a $2 million race next week. All right, we'll take a break here on Racing HQ Saturday. Back with more interviews, the updated scratchings in a few minutes for the big program ahead.
Sky Sports Radio brought you all the thrilling moments of this year's championships at Randwick. 10 Group 1 races supplied the very best in racing.
And the stars, John Brightley, with some extraordinary performances.
She's racing royalty, this mare. There's 17 in a row. The grandstand shaking.
What a supreme athlete she is, and what an honour it is just to be a part of her career.
Bringing you the very best in New South Wales racing. Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Well, there's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and then there's Black Truffle. She's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella. He always powers home. I mean, that's...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab. We love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Dynamic Syndications, in association with legendary breeder Sir Patrick Hogan of Cambridge Stud, have a potential stallion prospect to own and race with Gay and Adrian. By Australia's champion sire Reader's Choice, our colt is from Love Tessa, Group 3 Perform winner of 2 and a direct descendant of the immortal broodmare 8 Carat. For $13,150 per share, join our dynamic team of Sir Patrick, Gay and Adrian. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Punters Postmortem talks carnival racing Tuesday morning at 9.
Yes, Racing HQ Saturday. We're on Sky Sports Radio, Sky One and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Just want to mention that because Duff will need some warning. Punters Postmortem, Ron, is Tuesday morning.
What?
Yeah, Tuesday. Don't.
What's going on?
You'll be working Monday
with us.
You'll be working Easter Monday?
No. I thought I was doing
punters post mortem. No, that's Tuesday morning, right? Between 9 and 10. He's incredible. He just loves those public holidays. He'd like every Saturday to be a public holiday, Mike.
Easter Friday.
Well, look, watching Perth racing yesterday, and more particular social media about the way that it was reacted to by more than 5,000 people attending, my general view is... whether I agree or disagree with Good Friday Racing, I've just got the feeling someone's going to join them next year.
You know, it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Look, I think it was a novelty. It worked.
Yeah.
But if you had 10 meetings there, everybody just treated.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not saying have the amount of meetings on a Saturday, but
good luck to them. I see there was 300,000, more than 300,000 in the quaddie pool there.
Yeah. So people are looking for a punt, aren't they? You know. Righto, Glenn Schofield's about to join us. Glenn, just before I come to you, they've gone interim with one additional extra that I haven't aired. So here they are. We're on a heavy-aided Randwick, penetrometer 6.09. Beautiful conditions out here this morning. Race 1, number 8, Mr. Bon Jovi is out. Race 1, number 8. Race 2, number 11, Quick Feet. Race 2, number 11. The third is clear. Race 4, number 7, Clearly Innocent. Number 7. Race 5, number 1, Preferment. 10, No Doubt. And 11, Floodlight. 1, 10, and 11. Races 6 and 7 are clear. Now in race 8, take out 4 Zenalicious, 8 Gibraltar Girl, 10 Siren's Fury, 11 Hector Pascal, and the additional was 13 White Moss. So out of race 8, 4, 8, 10, 11, and 13. And race 9, number 14, Lanciato. Race 9, number 14. One jockey, I don't think it was in the papers, Lilac Lane. Race 8, number 15, is Jay Ford. Jay Ford on race 8, number 15. So that gives you the information. Glenn Schofield's joining us. Morning to you, Glenn.
Morning, Andy. Morning, honey.
You get the chance of an Easter egg tomorrow, mate?
Yeah, I got a holiday after today, so I might have one or two.
Oh, I wasn't thinking of that. I was more thinking of Monday, but as long as you're going to have one anyway, enjoy it, mate. How's it all? You got a good book of rides today on paper?
Yeah, it's nice. Carnival's been, it's been pretty wet. And of course, the wet trackers have been, and the fit horses have been having a lot of fun. So hopefully we can finish off the carnival on a good note.
You start in race 3 with Rock and Swing. He sets up well for this, I thought.
Yeah, Ron, he's got a good race in him, this horse. He's still learning how to race really effectively. He does a few little things wrong. He went back and he sort of got home in the tallet the other day. So I'm not sure how James wants me to ride him from that gate. But he's certainly got a good race in him. He's a horse that's on the up.
Mm. Yeah, like you said, he just lacks a bit of the race smarts so far in his career.
He does, and he's obviously at work. He's a bit of a funny horse to ride at home, and he got up the fence the other day and sort of had the rail to help him run along straight. So be interesting to see how James would want me to ride him, but it wouldn't shock me if he came out to win this race because he does have ability.
Race 4, the hallmark, you're on Den Magic. I quite like it with blinkers and back in distance.
Yeah, look, obviously she had a really good first up run behind the quite smart sprint of Chris Leeser that I won on and gave him a lot of weight and gave him starts. So. And then I rode her next start. Maybe it might have been a flat second run, and then the run in the mile race was probably not her ideal race, but I like what David's done with her, especially and brought her back to the strip. Yeah, I think maybe running a place down in Melbourne in the carnival over the mile might have just, you know, it was a really slowly run affair and might have given them the wrong impression. Maybe she just wants to be run off her feet a little bit early. Soft draw will allow that to happen. And yeah, I think she could be a blowout in this race.
Mm. Another horse I thought could be a blowout was his Sons of John. He should find himself with a nice on-pace run here. And the last time he found himself in that situation, I remember he won a Bill Witt Ritchie in the spring.
Yeah, of course, that was over a little bit shorter. But
Shorter, yep.
He's given me the impression, I've ridden a little bit of track gallops prior to his first run, and then I rode him at Newcastle, and he gave me the impression he's probably not as, you know, he's not as young as he used to be. The extended trip might have been the way to go, obviously. It up now, second up was in that really strong Doncaster race, and he was under a bit of pressure in that wet ground. I think, you know, look, he's pretty much he's on 54, but he's equal top weight now with a scratching of Preferment, so the kilo top to bottom, and the weights are quite condensed. So if he runs the trip out strongly, I think he could finish.
Whispered Secret, she did a great job at this track and distance last week.
She did, you know, she covered a bit of ground in a slowly run race, but I was talking to James this morning at the track, and you know, most of her races she's been chasing the field and sort of running at them, whereas the other day when she was challenged, when she was in front of the furlong, you know, she was there to sort of lay down and fall in a hole. But I said to James, I like the way that she dug in deep and she found a bit more. So there's a bit of depth to her. She's only getting better with racing. And quite interestingly, now that she's had a bit of racing and she's a lot fitter on the backup, I think she'll give us racing shape.
Smart Amelia in race. Oh, sorry, well, Chapadisma, of course, in race 7. He needs just to find some old form here.
He does, you know, Ronnie. You know, he's won on wet tracks before, but both Chris and I think that he's probably not at home on these really heavy ones. He did return with a good run at his second run at Mooney Valley, but the other day in the TJ, he found the tempo a little bit strong, and he, you know, he just sort of wanted a little bit that last 100 metres. So he steps up to 1400, which he hasn't won at, but again, he's getting, you know, he's a little bit older than he was when he was winning over the 6 furlong. So he's got a gate to get a nice cut off. I'll be negative on him and just make sure that he runs the 7 furlong now, and hopefully he runs well.
Smart Amelia in race 8, she had every hope last time, but she was good. Yeah, just 1400 metres, but this race has fallen away.
Has fallen away. She's not quite at home in these wet tracks. I think when she gets a firmer footing, she's a little bit better. She showed the other day in that stakes race that up to the work that she's been showing us for quite some time at home. So 7 furlongs might be a query from an awkward gate, but she's certainly on the back of her last run, she'll run well.
And you finished with Ruling Dynasty in the last. He's been gelded this preparation, and I just expect him to be running on well later. It'd be a good sign for him.
That's pretty much how it is, Ronnie. He's a lovely horse. You know, quite a shame that he's lost his manhood, because he's such a beautiful horse to ride. And I'd love to see him, you know, pick up his feet and really run well for Nathan today, because as I say, he's just a lovely horse.
Mm. You do a lot of riding for James. He's another young trainer. He really thinks things out. He's doing a good job, isn't he?
Certainly is. You know, it's not easy to take over a big operation. With Bart, and of course Bart, sadly no longer with us. And James has taken hold of the stable and moved it forward, which is not an easy thing to do. But as you say, he thinks a lot. He's got a lot of ideas, and he's not afraid to ask questions from a lot of people, so he's getting a lot of good advice, and he's working, and he puts it in a cooking pot, and he comes out with his own recipes. So he's good to ride for. You know, his horse presents them well, and he doesn't overstate them. So I think that's why he's reaping the reward.
Understand. Good on you, Glenn. We'll see you out here this afternoon. Good luck with it, mate.
Thanks so much.
Glenn Schofield talking about his mounts today. Don't forget, there's a $100,000 first four jackpot today on the All Age, which is the Schweppes All Age. I better say the sponsored name, otherwise Munsey will be opening the door and saying, why aren't you mentioning sponsors? The All Age Race 7 at 3:45. That's a $100,000 first four jackpot. Hey, Mike, Ron's happy to do the interviews right now, but I tell you something, breakfast has arrived. It's here 10 minutes early. He's got to sweat for another 8 minutes.
Well, I haven't had any meat for about 48 hours.
No.
Just a little bit of bacon. It'll just it'll be like a T-bone.
Oh, God.
Calamari, fish, yuck.
Yuck. Yeah, we all ate
salmon sandwiches for lunch. Unbelievable.
Salmon sandwiches.
What I had to put myself through yesterday.
Salmon sandwiches. As long as you put a bit of lemon on it to give it, so a bit of salt to give it something, Duff, please, to get
just
it through.
Give me a bit of bacon or something.
No, well, it'll be out there unless Munsey eats it before open the door. Peter Snowden is joining us now on Racing HQ Saturday. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
Ron's counting down to breakfast time, mate. How are you going? You going all right?
I'm a few hours off that yet.
Mate, a large team again today. I think you've scratched a couple, haven't you?
Yeah, Gibraltar Girl and Quick Feet, they both come out.
Yep, okay.
Pete Yuma Desert, race 2, should get a nice run from that inside draw.
Yeah, inside gate, soft packs, no worry for her. Fresh form last time was good. A little bit disappointed towards the end of the prep last time through, but we tipped her out the view of running on wet tracks through the winter. So she gets a nice one today.
Mm. You got Akator in the pack of play. The timing looks right after a soft win last time.
Yeah, and a good draw. First crack at 2,000, but look, I think his race sets up right for him. We've seen sort of getting the right run, and he's trained on nicely since his last start, so looking forward to a good run from him today.
Red Zill. He's flying without winning in two runs this prep.
Yeah, look, he's going well. He's very honest. Out to 1,200 first time for a while, but looking great order. A month between runs is a perfect recipe for him to produce a big run. Yeah, look, he's done great, the horse. He hasn't won a race for a couple of starts now, but plenty of merit in the runs that he's had, and he hasn't missed a beat since his last start, so soft track doesn't hurt him. He should get a nice run either leading or outside the lead, but he's going to run well today.
Okay, the big question is, everyone's saying it, well, can he run the finish it right off at 1,200 metres here?
Well, that's the thing, but I think he's a bit more seasoned than what he used to be. I think if he's rated right, I think he can get a good 1,200 here.
Race 5, Happy Anna, up to 2,000 metres. Looks a target race for her.
It's been there all the way. Yeah, all the way through. Runs have been good. Just been beaten for a race like this. And I don't think a soft track's going to worry too much. He's getting through the softer tracks on shorter trips. And racing well. So but right trip today. I expect a good run from her. And a pretty good race, though.
Invader, Race 6, he's a good, tough competitor. The mile shouldn't be too much of an issue for him.
No, he's just got a good racing brain, Ronnie. He's just got the attitude. He just switches off, and he's got a great turn of foot. So should get a nice run from that good draw, and should give himself every chance.
Okay, My Country, you're left with in Race 8. She was very good first up. How's she come on?
Yeah, I thought she was very brave. She did a lot of work. She had no cover at all. She was 4 or 5 wide, and run fourth, could beat about 3 lengths, I think. But the first thing Tommy said when he came back, he said, look, he said, if the draws are gaddish, would have won. He said the effort in that run was enormous to keep going. He thought of the furlong, she turned her toes up and finished midfield, but she had the audacity to keep putting her head out and getting hard to the line. So drawing a touch awkward again today, but any luck in running, I could see her running a good race.
Okay. And you finish with Pajaro. It just looks like a start-off race for him, a probably similar path to last preparation.
Yeah, that was the plan. It's the same sort of race you ran in last year and ran really well, actually. Got back and ran home well. If we can do the same thing today, it'd be great. But he is on that same path, Hawkesbury, Stone, and Brisbane. So come along really well, though. The horse is fresh. You get his tail up over his back this morning. He's keen to get the races. Soft track won't worry, but as you say, you'll definitely get better throughout the preparation.
I know, Pete, that you wanted Invader to run in the Golden Slipper, but if there's any positive to it, just with that, I want to say foot abscess or stone bruise at that time, it might just end up that hopefully today adds to last start as well.
Yeah, well, it was a great result last week. That was he's done his job, really, but he's just such a tough horse. I wouldn't do this normally to my 2-year-olds. Normally, once they get the target, I let tip them out, but this bloke's just done so well. And he has done the whole preparation. I've had him in. He's a great doer in the yard. He's a very kind, gentle horse. He's got a great spirit to his work. He's always puts plenty into his work without going overboard, and his attitude hasn't changed one bit from, 5 or 6 months ago. So hopefully he can kick another goal in today.
Yeah, let's hope so. As Ron brought it up earlier, we're pretty much through all the sales now. How's Peter and Paul Snowden come through it all?
Exhausted. We're very lucky. Very lucky. We did extremely well. Very thankful to our clients. Put some really nice horses in there. So hopefully that's the start of the job. Now we're going to try and get the job done next year.
Yeah. Look, this is the hard work. I mean, we've seen some staggering figures paid, Peter, for those yearlings through the Inglis Easter sale. But now you've got to get that money's worth out of them, haven't you?
Absolutely. And there's a lot of responsibility on us as trainers. Like to outlay the money, and it's probably not our money that makes it harder. You know what they're spending, trying to get everything you can out of them, and have a sound horse and a horse that can get to some sort of mark on the board to try and recoup some of the outlay of the purchase price. But it's you only do what you can, and their processes are fairly similar to what we've always had, and we give them every chance to come forward and keep them sound and keep them happy, and hopefully they've got the ability to match what they've paid for them.
And Brisbane Winter Carnival, how does it look up there for you?
Yeah, we've kept a few back, and it's a nice finish going up there, and Russian Revolution will go up there. Now we've got a team of about 15 or 18 at this point in time. That might change as things go on through the next 4 or 5 weeks, but we've got a nice team going up there this year.
Well, we look forward to it. That's a good number at this stage, mate. Brisbane will be wrapped if they can get, a good double figure from Peter and Paul Snowden.
I'll be wrapped if I can get some of them up there, but they're the targets with the horse we've picked out, and hopefully they can get there. We've held a few back, as I said. Some of these fillies are only lightly raced, like Intara and Ravi. Hopefully they'll make their way over there or Adelaide, so there's an option going forward for the winter. Just got to keep them in good order, and hopefully they can keep on improving.
Understand. Good on you, Pete. Really appreciate it. And when you get to breakfast, enjoy it as much as Ron's about to.
As long as I get one of those squirty eggs, some of the tie, that's all I'm worried about.
Munsey's just walked in front of us, Pete. He's a show-off, Munsey. He just walked in front of the camera so you don't see him, and he took the first bite. Geez, I wanted that to be a squirter. I just wanted that to go everywhere.
I open mine up now and just cut it and spread the... You know.
All right, Pete, good luck.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Peter Snowden joining us there. All right. Off you go.
I'm off.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, mate.
He wants to get there, doesn't he? Take the headphones off.
There
off
he
you go. I'll do the scratchings. I'll do extra scratchings. Mike, you have a rest too, mate, and we'll come back and do the full preview. There's Munsey's hand. It's already demolished one, and Duff's about to have his. All right, let's have a look at... let's have a look. They're talking some rubbish behind me too. Shut the door, Ron, please. Thank you. Let's have a look at all the scratchings for our TAB programs today. We start here at Randwick, where it's a beautiful morning. There's a little bit of cloud looking through out off the coast, but gee, all of Sydney is just perfect blue sky. We're on a heavy eight. The penetrometer 6.09. The rail is out 7 metres from the mile to the winning post and 5 metres the remainder. Race 1, number 8, Mr. Bon Jovi, number 8. Race 2, number 11, Quick Feet, number 11. The third is clear. Race 4, number 7, Clearly Innocent. Race 4, number 7. Race 5, number 1, Preferment. 10, No Doubt, and 11, Floodlight. 1, 10, and 11. Races 6 and 7 are clear. Race 8, number 4, Zenalicious. 8, Gibraltar Girl, 10, Siren's Fury, 11, Hector Pascal, and 13, White Moss. 4, 8, 10, 11, and 13. And race 9, take out 14, Lanciato, race 9, number 14. Now, just going through some jockey changes. Race 8, number 15, Lilac Hill, is Jay Ford. That's Jay Ford. And race 9, number 8, Sought After, is Ty England. So that's a couple of jockeys, particularly our country folk, might not have for Randwick today. Now to our other New South Wales TAB meetings. We're at Kembla Grange today. That track has come up as a soft seven. The rail movement today is 7 metres from the 1100 to... I better get this right, and my iPad has absolutely stalled on me. So let's just go back and see whether we can go back and get this going for us as we look towards Kembla Grange scratchings today. The riser site's given us all sorts of issues during the week, and it's looking like they want to do the same thing. It's 7 metres from the 1100 to the winning post and 5 metres the remainder. Is that rail position for Kembla Grange. The track is a soft seven, and the weather is fine down there. And again, the riser page is stopped, as I say. So what we'll do is go to the Racing New South Wales website and just see whether we can jump into our New South Wales scratchings through that site quicker than our normal one. So we're looking at Kembla Grange. And as I say, that track is soft seven. Here we go. Race one is clear. Race two, number 7, Old Man's Angel, and 8, Tapovino. 7 and 8 out of race two. Races 3, 4, 5, and 6 are clear. Race 7, take out 4, number 4, Subami, and 8, Another Weapon. That's 4 and 8 out of the 7th. And race 8, number 5, In Mum's Memory. Race 8, number 5. So only 5 scratchings for Kembla Grange. Now we've got TAB racing today at Maruya and also at Coffs Harbour. So Maruya, it's fine and a good four. The rail is true. The first 4 races are clear. Race 5, number 2, Grasp. 3, Mandalong Jenny. And 5, Mr. Burns. 2, 3 and 5. And race 6, number 8, Fracken Beans. Race 6, number 8. That's a TAB program there. And we've got a TAB program at Coffs Harbour today. those people in that part of the world. The track is a heavy eight, the weather fine. And they've had 3 millimetres of rain in the last 24 hours. Race one at Coffs, take out seven, Glow Lion go, number seven. Race two is clear, the third, number one, Luan, and 10, Flying Envy, 1 and 10. The fourth, number one, Steeman, and two, Cascata Rosa, 1 and 2. The fifth, number two, Tilbury Lodge, and 5, Crichton, 2 and 5. Race six, number three, Mrs. Mawson, and the Emergency, 16 and 17, 3, 16 and 17. And race seven, number one, Wongur, 2, Paniella, and 12, Adam Will Do, 1, 2, and 12. So that's the information for the programs today here in New South Wales. Now we'll go back to our normal side here and see whether we have any luck at all in getting any other scratchings. It is slowly, slowly coming up. Okay, now Caulfield in Melbourne, they've got sunny patches and 20 degrees on the way, a good four. 43 millimetres of rain last weekend, but it's been fine during the week, so a good four is where we start. Race one, take out 9, Kansas Sunflower, and 10, Fife. That's 9 and 10 out of the first. And at the moment, that is as far as I can go on that page. Let me have a look at other pages and see whether we can go. They've had this issue all week. So at Caulfield, race 2, number 4, Hub actually is out. Race 2, number 4. In race 3, the Bert Bryan Handicap. And take out 1, a GNC, 2, Every Faith, 3, Spread Eagled, 8, Auntie Mo, 9, Dane Thunder, and 17, Weather the Storm. So they're the scratchings out of the third. Race 4, take out 3, Soju Warrior, 12, Game of War, and 13, Nina's Ballerina, 3, 12, and 13. 13 is in. I'm getting these down the line, so my apologies. 15, Captive Hero is the other scratching. So out of race 4, guys, take out 3, 12, and 15, all out of race 4. Race 5, take out 6, 12, 14, 15, and 19. So 6, if not when, 12, Snowbender, 14, Alaskan Sun, 15, Pearl Congenial, and 19, Miss Vespa. They're the scratchings out of race 5. Race 6, take out 12, Transfer Allowance, and 14, Felix Bay, 12 and 14 out of race 6. Race 7, take out 13, Ticatio, number 13. Race 8, the Victoria Handicap. I'll take out race 8, 13 and 18, Canianna and Broadway in first, 13 and 18 out of the 8th. Race 9, the Easter Cup. Take out 6, 15 and 19, Tom Melbourne, Zarkurius and Unfurl. 6, 15 and 19 out of race 9. And race 10, the Bravo Greg Miles, take out 10, 14, 15 and 20. That's 10 Major S, 14 By the Grace, 15 Hornet's Nest and 20 Pay Up Bro. We got there. Thanks, guys, back in the studio for helping us with those. Now, we'll go to Racing Queensland's website and see whether we can gain the scratchings for Doomben through that page. With the normal page not working too well. It's been slow all week around scratching time, and that's the case again this morning. So we'll go to Doomben and see whether we can get some early final scratchings here. I'm just a bit unsure where I'm going for scratchings, but let me just go down here and see. Here we go, scratchings. This is great for live radio and TV, but we'll get there in the end. Righto, here we go for Doomben. Fine and a good four. Penetrometer 5.1. The rail at 6. Race 1, number 6, Caracabeal, number 6. Race 2, number 5, Al Mantra, number 5. The third, number 10, Desert Rush. 11, May I Say. 14, Solo Melody. And 15, Howick. 10, 11, 14 and 15. Race 4, number 1 for Lions and 5 Divine Centura, 1 and 5. Race 5, number 13 Maribel and 14 Invincible Storm, 13 and 14. Race 6 at Doomben, 3 Code 1, 6 Demon, 14 Deep Image and 18 Hot Tempo, 3, 6, 14 at 18. Race 7, the two emergencies are out, 17 and 18. And Race 8 at Doomben, 4,